Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Saints, it's a blessing to be with you here on a day such as this. I'm welcoming not just those here in the sanctuary, but also those who are tuning in on iChurch that is streaming in English and Spanish. And we thank Alex Jancic, who is our interpreter today. He is doing the Spanish. We've been talking about unleashing the power of the Holy Spirit. What you saw today, come on, was the power of the Holy Spirit. If you did not know, that is what we look forward to. We look forward to him having his way. And, you know, the only entities that can stop that from happening is us. We get in his way. We block. And if you look at the world and what's going on today, we need the power of Yahweh demonstrated in the earth. That's what he wants. But he needs willing vessels. And so a lot of times we look at this world and we see what's going on and we think, oh my God, this is so big. How can I make an impact? Well, you serve a God that can do anything. You know, if we would just humble ourselves, seek his face, turn from our wicked ways, then we will what? Hear from him. And so I believe that he can do anything. And I am a firm believer of this. Yahweh puts us in situations that are bigger than us. Big. You know, so much so that we have to depend on him. Because we serve a God that's he's stretching us. See, listen, you want to be stretched. Because if you don't stretch, you don't grow. So I believe he puts us in situations that are too big for us. Anybody ever had hand-me-down shoes? Do you know what that is? Some of y'all have been so blessed. Those were shoes that were, and what does that mean? Sometimes they were too big. Sometimes they were too small. But if they were too big, you had to what? Grow into them. Right? And so really, a lot of times, Yahweh is saying, hey, listen, I'm putting you in this situation. And he says, depend on me. I'm going to make the difference. Right? And so that's what it's all about. And so if you find yourself in a situation like that, don't trip. I mean, he put me in a job that I wasn't qualified for. But I depended on him, and he qualified me. That's what I'm talking about. So you can't say, oh, I can't take that job. I'm not qualified. Well, that, you know, I mean, I knew I could do it. And I had to trust him. And he showed me how he had me working that thing out. You know, and I, because I had to depend on him. Anybody ever been in a situation that you had to depend on him? I mean, you couldn't do nothing. Those are the best kind of situations to be in. So that's what he's trying to show us. He's like, listen, it's my power. That's what he's saying. It's my power. And I'm giving it to you. So why are you tripping? Why are you saying you cannot? You can do it. Tell your neighbor, we can do this. So with the little time that I have, go to Yohanan, the 14th chapter. I just want to just throw some things out here let them marinate while you're on your holiday tomorrow. And we're going to the fifth verse of the Yohanan John, the 14th chapter. You know, one of the reasons why I kind of go by Tom, T-H-O-M. Reason why I did that, because kids are pretty cruel. I had some church kids that, you know, I grew up with. Because I was associated with a certain dude in the Bible. And so I went to a Christian school for a few years. And, you know, I was born Thomas Earl. Don't that sound country? I mean, that is country. I'm sorry, Thomas Langston, but, you know, it's just... And I believe that I got it, but my father had a hand in that, because he named me... His brother's name was Bobby Earl. And Apostle's middle name is Will Thomas. So he said, I'm going to call him Thomas Earl. Thanks. But, you know, the kids would be like, Doubting Thomas! Doubting Thomas! They'd do a song about it. So much so that, you know, but you know how kids are. I mean, if you have a name that people associate, you know, they'll have something to say about it. I mean, I'm sure, you know, Q calls himself Q. His real name is Quinsolin. So if I had the name Quinsolin, I'd be calling myself Quincy too. Hey, we're truth seekers, right? But there is, you know, Thomas in the Word, and he had a, you know, a habit of doubting, which does not bode well for a believer. And so if we go to Yohanan, the 14th chapter, the 5th verse, Thomas is, you know, with the disciples, and, you know, Yeshua is there. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. We don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way? Yeshua said unto him, I am the way. So basically, Thomas said, well, how are we going to know what to do? We don't know where you're going. We don't know how to go. You know, we're unsure. Right? And Yeshua basically was like, dude, you don't know? I mean, you've been following me this time. He said, follow me and I will make you what? If we just, and that's one of the problems, we're not following. The importance of following then is still important today. We've got to follow him. And how do we follow Yeshua? Well, Yeshua is the living word. He is the Logos. So if you follow the word, you're following Yeshua. If you reject the word, you reject Yeshua. So here goes Thomas, man. And he's, you know, how are you going to know? Basically, he's like, how are we going to know what to do? We don't know where you're going, and we don't know what we're supposed to do. Yeshua said, I am the way. Not only am I the way, that I'm the truth. And not only that, and the life. No man cometh to the Father, but he said, you got to come through me. Because what? He's the way. And 7th verse, this is where he stuck him. He said, if you had known me. It sounds like he's being read. Right? If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. So what you're talking about, you don't know where I'm going, and you don't know the way. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him, and you have seen him. And there comes Philip. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. That, you know, you just show us the Father. We'll be all right. And Yeshua said unto him, have I been so long time with you? I mean, I've been hanging out with you. And all this time you've been with me. Don't you know? And he says, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? I think he's talking to us too. We act like we don't know which way is up. But he saved us and cleaned us up in his name and gave us power and authority by the Holy Ghost, and we still doubting. Don't you know? Haven't you spent enough time with me, Ricky? Carolyn? Don't you know that I'm able? And was from the day that you got saved, you started on that path with him. And you're still looking to other places instead of looking at the source that was established in your relationship from the very beginning. What you looking for? Who you looking for? Tell your neighbor, there is no other way.
There is no other way.
Like, call his name. Have I not been so long time with you, yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest then, show us the Father? How dare you? See, you don't get these little nuances when you read it. You got to understand what's going on. Yeshua's like, what's wrong with you? Smack you. Saying the same thing to us. Talking about show us the Father. Send me the, how we are. Send me a sign, God. Send. He said, I ain't got to send you no sign. It's right here in my word. Walk in faith. I mean, we do stuff like that. Don't we say, sometimes if we would think before we say stuff, then once it comes out of our mouth, we wouldn't think that that sounded stupid. It's too late. We don't put it out in the ethos, in the atmosphere. Oops, I guess that did sound bad, huh? Tell your neighbor, watch what you say. This is what I like about 10th verse. Believest thou not I am the Father? I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. This is the key. He doeth the works. He said, the power of the Father that dwells in me. I ain't gotta do the work. He's in me. He's doing the work. Anybody filled with the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost, if you believe, let me caveat that. If you believe, he's doing the works. See, where you get it twisted and when you think you're doing the works. He's doing the work. If Yeshua said, hey, the Father's in, I'm in the Father. Because I'm in the Father, he's in me. And because he's in me, he doeth the work. I'm in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is in me. So as long as I believe, all I got to do is speak it and what? He's doing the work. He's making a way. He's giving favor. He's removing blocks. But you got to believe it. Only one can do the work. And see, problems that you guys would have with unleashing the power is that you trying to do the work. What you fail to realize, when you do the work, he say, okay, you got it. Go ahead. And then
When you finally say, okay, God, I'm in trouble. He said, okay, you gonna let me get this now? And you say, yes, Yahweh. And then he said, okay. And he's doing the work. Now, when he's doing the work, something needs to happen to you. And that's what I'm gonna hit you with in a second with the last few minutes that I have. Say, he does the work. Go to Ephraim, Hebrews. Go to Hebrews, the fourth chapter. I need to leave you with this because maybe this will help you in your week that is coming. Hebrews was written because there were a lot of converted believers who had come out of Yehudism or Judaism and that practice, and they were converted to be believers in Mashiach. Okay? And so he's talking to them, so you got to know who your audience is. And that's who you guys are. You guys are, you know, believers that are now trying to walk this walk. And so a lot of them were being discouraged because they're being persecuted, they're being talked about, they're being killed. You got to go all the way. Did y'all, wait, maybe y'all didn't know. When you go with Yeshua, you got to go all the way. You know, sometimes we go halfway and, you know, we say, well, I don't know. But your walk is supposed to be you going all the way. All the way. Even if it's to death. Right? You got to go what? All the way. You got to make your belief what? All the way. You got to be willing to do whatever it takes to tell your neighbor all the way. You got to take it all the way. So when we go to Hebrews or Ephraim, the fourth chapter, he says, let us therefore fear. That scared fear. Reverence. Also means in awe of. Did you know you serve a God that you should be in awe of him? What is in awe? It's just like you. Wow. See, y'all do that with other things. Some of y'all see Beyonce and say, wow. Now some of y'all do, wow. Did you see Beyonce? Did you see Kendrick? Kendrick Lamar? We look at people in the world. Somebody said, who? Don't act like you don't know. You've been rocking to that on the way here. Somebody did. We're awing other places, other people. If we would just be in awe of our God, can you imagine? The way you saw him move through here today? If that doesn't let you know. But see, I say this. When church first started, I mean, you know, hey, you know, I love y'all. There's a beautiful crop of people here this morning. But there was only a fraction of y'all here at 11 o'clock. There was only a remnant. And the Holy Spirit had me come down and just work with the two rows that were here. The two rows that were here. Thank you, because two or three or four rows. Was anybody witnessing? Was it through? It was like that, wasn't it? Right at the top of 11 o'clock. But guess what? Thank y'all, remnant. Because guess what? You set the atmosphere. No, take my now. If it was like this at 11, oh, we would have had to get a new roof. because there were some people that came anticipating the power of Yahweh in operation. And it only started with like 20 folk. But those 20 folks was on fire. I had to come down from here. I had to go down there. And, right? But it's his power. And all we have to do is anticipate it. And so he's saying, let us fear, reverence, expect, believe. Lest the promise, get this, being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. When you are in faith, and when you believe, and when you expect, and when you let him do the work, for you, there is a rest. Come on. There's a rest for the people of Yahweh. See, when you're in faith, you're at rest. See, the rest don't stress. Come on. The rest don't worry. Because he's doing the work. You know, it's almost like anybody have ever moved and you ask people to come over and help you move? And they're moving the refrigerator, and you're sitting on the sofa. They sweating, and you got some lemonade or some iced tea, and they look at you. It's kind of like that. He's moving the stuff. He's doing the heavy lifting. So if he's doing the heavy lifting, he's saying, sit down. He's saying, there is something for you. There is a haven for you. There is a place for you, and that is called the rest. So he's saying right here, there's some of you that have come short of the rest. See, you stressing, you getting all messed up and discombobulated. And he's saying, if you really believe me and you trust me, all you got to do is just rest. And he was like, I got it. But see, some of y'all have fallen short of the rest. How do I know that you've fallen short of the rest? Because you're tripping. And so in the second verse, he says, for unto us was the gospel preached. See, all of the keys to how to deal with the situations that come up in your life is in the gospel. It's in the word. And so if you're not listening and applying the word, it's understandable why you're defeated. Because if you're really in this thing, and he wants to know, he's saying, who's with me? Who's in me? Right? And so second verse says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. Get this. But the word preach did not profit them. It didn't do anything for them. Why? Because not being mixed with faith in them. When you hear that word, you got to mix that. Come on. Hello? Anybody hearing the word this morning? Is hearing the word enough? No. You tell your neighbor, tell your neighbor, we gotta mix this. What are we mixing this with? Is the word enough? No. What do we have to do? Tell your neighbor, mix it. No, tell him again, mix it. With faith. And he's saying the reason why it didn't do anything for the people that heard it is because they didn't mix it. You got to mix this. And you know what, saints? You can't just mix it. You got to remix it. You got to keep stirring that thing up. Right?
And it says, third verse says, for we which have believed, we got the benefit. For we which have believed. No, I want you to say it. You're listening to me say it. I want you to say it. Repeat after me. For we which have believed. Wait, hold up. Pay attention. I'm going to say it first. You repeat it. For we which have believed. Are you ready for the next part? Do enter into rest. Have you received that? Hey, nugget alert. If you're not resting, you're not believing. If you're not getting a good night's sleep, you're not resting. And you're not believing. Right? If you are calling a bunch of folks on the phone, oh my God, you don't believe. Because if you had believed in the God that said that he got you, you wouldn't be calling, you'd be resting. Third, for we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said. As I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. What is he saying? It's already been done. Why aren't you resting? I've already done it. Come on. At the end of the sixth day, when Yahweh created everything, at the end of the sixth day, he created man. And after he did that, the seventh day, he what? Let me clue you in on something. He didn't rest because he was tired. Let me say that again. He did not rest. See, that's what y'all think. Oh, yes, he did everything. He created man, and oh, he was so tired. Oh. He rested because he was finished. He already done it. So because it was already done, he entered in to a rest. Whatever you've been believing Yahweh for, whatever you've been praying for, whatever you have been crying out for, understand this. It's already been done, so all you have to do is enter in to the rest. He said, for he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise. And Yahweh did rest the seventh day from all his works because he finished it. Hey, what did Yeshua say when he dropped his head on the cross? He said, it is. Why did he say that? Because he had already got your stuff back. He had already got the victory. He had already put it in a position to where you would be restored. And so the fifth verse says, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter in therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of what? Unbelief. Seventh, again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. The verse says, for if Yeshua had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? Nine, therefore, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of Yahweh, for he, this is it, I'm going to leave you with this. For he that entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own work, as Yahweh did from his. See, when you're not resting, you're working in your own work. And he's saying, stop working in your own work. You rest, let me do the work. And if you let me do the work, you have a victory like you can never even have imagined. So I'm asking, are the people of Yahweh going to enter in to a rest? I'm asking you, are you going to enter into the rest? Or are you going to create a mess? It's already been done. So, listen, the things that have been going on in your life, why don't you try something new? You stop trying to make it happen. You stop worrying. You stop tripping. Everything that you need, he's already done it. He's already done it. So say, I'm going to enter into the rest, Yahweh. Right now, just all over this room. Let's stand up. Let's stand up. Let's stand. There's something in, because ain't nobody in this room that ain't got nothing that they need from Yahweh. Everybody has a need. Everybody has a situation. Everybody has something that they need from Yahweh. And so right now, just open up your heart. And I'm going to give you a few moments in this atmosphere to just speak to him. Hallelujah. You know Yahweh. You know. And there is a calm. There is a